What's up, heroes? Welcome to the Producer Life Podcast, episode 31. We're continuing our conversation today with Zeb Lego, the musician, director, and mastermind behind not one but three major creative endeavors, including the Spirit Swords Art Collective, the Legend of Devon nonprofit community, and most recently his James Lego vocal and acoustic project. James Lego's first two YouTube releases have amassed over 12,000 views since March, with a ton of fan engagement. Zeb is a multi-instrumentalist, and with the James Zero Project, he sings, plays the drums, plays the guitar, bass, and even the keyboard, and even mixes and masters his own tracks. He does a great job pulling together marketing, merchandise, and music, so I'm really excited to have him back on the podcast today for part two of the interview. If you missed part one, make sure you go to producerlifepodcast.com and check out episode 30. In this episode, we're going to talk about his latest music video, his thoughts on merchandising, and how he started his own record label. But first, cue the intro music.
This is the Producer Life Podcast with your host, The House Ninja. Bringing you actionable ideas to improve your music and get it heard.
Zeb, last week we left off talking about the new Mesmerized release. But that's not the first track you've done as James Zero. Back in March, you released Maybe Baby, which now has over 11,000 views and a ton of fan engagement. Did Mediated Media produce that as well?
No. So Maybe Baby was the first song that I released from James Zero, and it's not part of the upcoming album, but it was just its own song. And it's shot by a young man named Nicholas Serhia from NTS Films. That's the company that he has. And we just met up online. I met through one of my friends, and we talked about shooting a music video for a very long time, but it never got done. And then I went off of social media. And then whenever I came back, I said, I really want to do this song. And we just shot it in one of my hometowns, in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. And everybody seems to just love that one, too. It has a really, really, really different vibe from the Hypnotized video, but it's a lot more chill and relaxed and even hip-hoppy and a lot more fun. So if you didn't like the Hypnotized video, you should definitely watch my music video for Maybe Baby. That's also on my YouTube channel. And I definitely think that between the two, something for almost everybody.
Okay. I'll make sure to link those in the show notes. And I've also got to say, as a fellow hoodie wearer, you're definitely rocking that hoodie.
Thank you so much. You should check out the next music video that I'm coming out with. I'm going to have an awesome hoodie in that one.
So that brings up an interesting question. So with the Spirit Swords project, you made that a multimedia project, and you've got a whole line of clothing that goes with it, which it looked like you were using Threadless for. Are you planning on doing something similar with James Zero?
I wanted to do a couple limited run shirts just in my community and just to some of my online fans. Probably only going to make 50 or 75 shirts, and whenever the album comes out, those will be available in a bundle whenever the album comes out.
Okay. Sounds like a good way to promote and sort of drive up a demand for it. So one of the questions I've been asking all of my recent guests is, you know, what are you doing to adapt to the pandemic? You know, obviously, it's kind of crushed the music industry. And so I'm always interested to hear what people are doing differently to try to continue to make a living, to try to, you know, adjust their schedule, keep themselves and their fans safe, et cetera.
Right. So one thing that we've definitely done, and it's especially burdensome, I guess, to me during this time because of work and because of loss of work for all kinds of friends and family, but especially for music, because I transitioned to a more organic type of music. You know, this James Zero project is based off of me playing the guitar and singing. So there's not really any chances for any touring or playing live for the foreseeable future. But one thing that we did start is that I got distribution rights to start a record label of my own to release some of my friends' music that they make on their guitars and their drums and their basses and on their keyboards. And that record label is called Anything Except Country Records, because I hear a lot of people like Anything Except Country. So I guess by default, that makes them like my record label. So we are pretty much going to release a lot of rock music and a lot of alternative rock music and a lot of music that sounds like James Zero. But that's one thing that we're doing to capitalize on COVID, is really take the time to build up a community of artists. And then whenever the time comes, that we can go out and about and experience life in the normal ways that we usually do. We'll have a lot of great, great quality artists and a great network of them to interact with and to possibly set things up in live events. So that's really the process that we're going with right now, as well as working on the Spirit Swords project behind the scenes, which we've always been doing.
Okay. You're the first guest that has recently started their own record label. What did it take to do that?
Well, it takes, you have to ask yourself if you can actually offer an artist something that you don't think that many of them have. And I think a lot of artists are lacking. There's a lot of really, really great music out there that's lacking in certain aspects, whether it's artwork, whether they don't have good music videos, or whether they don't have videos at all. As you know, a lot of music is just poorly mastered, even though it's really, really good. It's poorly mastered and it's poorly mixed, and it's just not acceptable to the community at large, the music community at large, when it's mastered just so poorly. Sometimes a lot of artists are struggling to get their music out there, and you know, we can help out with that. So that's one of the first things that we can do. Is I've already made a small team and a small network of graphic designers and visual artists, so we can capitalize on that. And I already have avenues to copyright my music, since we copyrighted Promise Me You'll Win from Spirit Swords, so we're able to copyright music now. We have clear avenues to do that. I've registered with ASCAP under Spirit Swords, so I have clear avenues to register as a record label under ASCAP, which was the main goal of actually forming a record label, is registering with ASCAP as a record label. And then from there, just picking either a service or picking a way to distribute songs to online retailers. And in my opinion, I've used a lot of different distribution channels, but the best one, in my opinion, is DistroKid. So as long as you register as a record label on DistroKid, as well as being able to offer good content to artists and a good community, and registering with either BMI or ASCAP, you're a record label.
Okay, awesome. That's a good walkthrough. Thank you. That was sounds less complicated than I envisioned it to be.
Yeah, going forward, you would want a lot of really great content and a lot of really great people for networking to back that up. But yeah, that's all you need for sure. If anybody would like to start their own record label for a specific niche of music, I think that super specific niche music labels are fantastic, even if they're really, really small. I think whenever they offer just really, really specific genres of music in one label, or even if it's just a small record label, I think those are really, really, really cool, because when you find a song that you like, then you have so many other songs that you like by so many other people. And I think that's a really great way to really network with musicians and listeners.
I imagine the challenge of running a record label is not in the setup, but in the ongoing, you know, bringing value to your artists and working with your artists and working with different egos and personalities. I would think that that's the more challenging, but also potentially rewarding part of it.
Right. Yeah. I've had the fortunate opportunity to grow up with a lot of musicians. I've had the fortunate opportunity to meet a lot of musicians along the way with my early production days in creating the Spirit Swords project. So I have a lot of great friends in the area that make music similar to what I do. But as we grow, I'm sure that whenever people start submitting demos and whenever we actually start accepting demos, we'll actually run into something like that. But so far, it's a lot of my friends, and I think that's really great.
Yeah, that certainly reduces the amount of conflict generally. So before the show, you mentioned that you had something big in the works that you were releasing in the fall. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, yep. So one thing that I really wanted to talk about, and a lot of my listeners in my home state of Pennsylvania, specifically in my area, will know about this. Every year for the past 5 years, on September 1st, I've released an album under the project The Legend of Devon. And the albums and the songs released in that project are actually made by my best friend, Devon LeCount, that passed away on September 1st, 2015. And he's actually the one that taught me how to make music. And whenever he passed away, I was just left with a lot of his songs. So every year on the anniversary of his passing, I always release an album. But because this year will be the 5th anniversary, I thought it was really special. And I thought it might be important to everybody that I finally release every single one of his songs out there for free in its entirety. So on September 1st, this 2020, I'm going to release all of Devon LeCount's songs for free, a couple hundred of them, but well, maybe in the hundreds, but there's lots of sounds and clips and full songs and remixes. I even have four producers on your show that might be listening. I'm even gathering a sample pack of a lot of sounds and presets that he was able to make in FL Studio, and I'm going to be making a free sample pack for producers so that a lot of his sounds can live on. So that's the big goal for September 1st, 2020. Aside from me coming out with a new album with the James Zero Project, that's really, really, really important to me that we'll be releasing all of his music. So essentially, we'll be shifting the project to a different way to honor Devon after this, but all of his music will officially be out there. And that's really important to my community and to a lot of my friends. So just wanted to share that.
That is an awesome show. I'm sure his family and your community will really appreciate that. And definitely let me know when that comes out, and I'll make sure to provide a link to that and share that out as well with the producer communities I'm involved with.
Thank you so much, Brett. You are an awesome, awesome, awesome marketer and producer and DJ yourself, and an awesome guy. So I really appreciate you saying that.
Thank you. I sincerely appreciate that, and try to be a role model with my music. And so, yeah, thank you. I'm kind of choking up a little bit. So, yeah. So tell me, Where can people find more about your projects? Where can I direct people on the show notes page?
A big place, the best place that you can find my projects are on any of the social medias. Basically, the only things to know is that I have the James Zero project, the Spirit Swords project, and the Legend of Devon project, and all of those have Facebooks, they all have Instagrams, they all have Twitters, they all have YouTube channels and SoundClouds, and they're all on Spotify. So if you type in James Zero or, you know, just in Facebook, you'll find me. If you type it in Spirit Swords and YouTube, you'll find me. And you can just type it in any social media you want. That's the best way to keep up to date, because those are the only three projects that I'm working on. I promise I won't start anymore.
Well, it suddenly makes sense why you had to take a break from social media in December. I have enough trouble keeping up with one set of social media accounts, much less three.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And it's been a fascinating talk with you. And I sincerely appreciate your time.
Thank you, House Ninja. And I just wanted to say everybody needs to listen to House Ninja's sets on YouTube. They are top tier and your visuals are top tier. And I actually, being a House fan and an early 90s like Eurodance fan, I really, really, really like them. So everybody needs to go check those out if you haven't already.
Thank you for the plug. I appreciate it. have a terrific week.
You too. Thank you so much.
Here are some of my key takeaways from the interview as a whole. Networking is key. Zeb's leveraging a lot of his friends and personal acquaintances, but he doesn't hesitate to reach out to people directly on social media that he wants to work with. You never know until you ask. Don't try to do everything yourself. While Zeb is an amazing multi-instrumentalist, he used two different film companies to create the music videos. Look for creative ways to create a holistic experience around your music. The Spirit Swords Art Collective includes music, merchandise, and even an upcoming fiction book. The pandemic's a great opportunity to get outside of your comfort zone and try something new. For Zeb, that was running with his acoustic project and launching a record label. Try using limited-run merchandise to build demand. Look for ways to bundle merchandise, for example, an album and a t-shirt. Finally, if you're thinking about starting your own label, consider a small niche market to begin. One of my other favorite podcasters, Pat Flynn, who's an internet entrepreneur as well as podcaster, says, "The riches are in the niches." Thanks again so much for listening. I've got links to all of Zeb's projects in the show notes page. Just head over to producerlifepodcast.com and look for episode 31. If you're enjoying this podcast, please share it with a friend and leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on. Until next week, this is the House Ninja reminding you to be somebody's hero today.